This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, this is a short little five-minute segment. We're about to premiere a very important Gregory's Report. But we're taking calls from longtime callers, first-time callers, callers that agree, callers that disagree, on World War III, on the escalation in Russia. How do we stop it? Where is it going? What are the globalists thinking? That's a huge subject area, and I want to really focus on it. I want to hear your views on it because I really respect them, and it gets my mind really working on this and thinking about this to focus on it. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're going to just move quick through your calls, so get ready. I'm coming right back to you. Here is the Greg Reese Report, and we knew this was coming. They pre-programmed it in movies like Jurassic Park. CIA-funding company to resurrect extinct animals under the guise of climate change. It's really getting you ready for a bunch of new chimeric creatures that are actually new, but here it is.
Colossal Biosciences is using CRISPR gene editing technology to resurrect animals that have gone extinct. They are starting next year with a woolly mammoth and are making plans for the Tasmanian tiger. The plan is to release 100 woolly mammoths inside a park in Siberia. This is officially being done under the guise of climate change. They claim that by adding megafauna back into the Arctic tundra, it will offset carbon emissions. The company has already raised over 12 million euros, which includes funding from the CIA. The CIA's venture capital firm, InQtel, is a stakeholder of Colossal Biosciences. Euronews points out that the plan seems counterproductive, seeing as how over 30% of trees worldwide are currently going extinct, and points out its potential dangers of introducing ancient unknown pathogens into our modern world. But when you look into the company's co-founder, George Church, it becomes clear that it's really all about pushing the agenda of human cloning and transhumanism. Harvard scientist George Church received donations from 2005 to 2007 from Jeffrey Epstein, the infamous pedophile transhumanist who was planning on establishing a baby farm at his New Mexico ranch to seed the earth with his DNA. In 2019, Church awkwardly apologized for his association with Jeffrey Epstein on 60 Minutes.
But it was one of these things where you first learn about it, and when you first hear about it, it doesn't sound like it's something serious. And it's only recently that we've found out that it was something serious, or that become aware how serious it was.
The professional connection between Jeffrey Epstein and George Church was their common desire to clone humans, which is something that Church is most passionate about. His work has been focused primarily on creating superior humans and wants to bring Neanderthal man back from extinction and give them their own culture and political force. He is also passionate about creating customized living creatures out of DNA to serve mankind as we see fit. When asked if he believed in God, Church responded that he respects all people's faith, but his faith is in science, and that the true understanding of nature is only available to the scientists. This psychopathy that has infected man with an obsession to play God has attracted many atheists into the field of genetic engineering. But not everyone in this field wants to play God. Dr. Bruce Lipton was a pioneer in the research of cloned human stem cells. His research revealed that the environment and our perception of the environment is what controls our genetic activity. This is known as epigenetics, and as a result of his research, he stopped being an atheist and found faith in God. This, and the nature of his research, has alienated him from today's scientific community, which seeks to destroy nature and control it. But you can still find his work, and I recommend that you do. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Well, they got Germany to announce that they're shipping 84 heavy battle tanks into Ukraine for the war with Russia. Biden just announced the first tranche, 30 Abrams battle tanks into Ukraine to fight Russia. The U.S. is sending hundreds and hundreds of other armored vehicles in and high-tech weapons as well. Russia has said they're at war with the United States. Germany's foreign minister said, we played the clip twice last hour, that they are at war with Russia. And so where Napoleon went and where Hitler went, we now go. The nine-year program by George Soros, and the deep state bragging on CNN with Fareed Zakaria 5 years ago. He bragged that then 4 years before that, now 9 years ago, that they got $5 billion of State Department money with Victoria Nuland to overthrow the elected government of Ukraine and then start the proxy war with the Russians that they've now been lured into. And I wish the Russians wouldn't have done it, and I don't support their invasion as well, but it's a Slavic civil war, and this is insane. This is not going into Iraq. This is not going into Afghanistan. It's bad enough. This is going up against the second largest nuclear power in the world and is completely out of control. But it's all happening because we're ending the end of the dollar hegemony and a new global currency is coming in. Regional currencies will still be there, but they'll be digital and tracked and controlled. Here's the M2 money supply, and it's similar numbers across the world, but the central bankers are coordinating it. Look how much money they gave themselves in just the last 5 years. They jacked it up to more money being printed and more money being put out digitally than have been put out in the last 50 years. More money. They put out over 50% of U.S. dollars ever produced in just the last few years under Biden. But you notice what they just did. They cut the money spigot off. They gave the central banks quadrillions to buy up all the infrastructure, and then to the general public, they just turned it off. You see how that they do that? They jack it up for themselves, consolidate power, vertically integrate, and then boom, cut your money off. You're going into a depression. They don't tell you it's gone down to zero. And then they start a war as a smokescreen for it and release a virus a couple years ago to get you ready for martial law right before. They released the virus right before. They turn the money off. And they flatline everybody. You see, the last time they got anywhere near this, every time they've done this, in times like 2008, just dropping it a fraction of what they've done, it causes a massive recession and a stock market crash. You can see the other times in history when they've done it, the same phenomenon. So if you look at that graph, that's bad. That is bad. Here's a big shot of the graph. And do they have the IRS going after the 0.1% that has 70% of the wealth roughly? No. There's a couple hundred IRS agents for them. There's 100,000 different agents for people making $41,000 or less, even though they pay around 6% of the taxes. So let's harass the people that don't pay the taxes so they give up, go on welfare, and go on drugs and die of fentanyl. And if you want a policy to destroy civilization, they've done it. So we talk about war, we talk about nuclear war, we talk about kinetic war, we talk about escalation of war. The people running the war against Russia are running all these attacks against us with open borders and fentanyl and drag queen pedophile time funded by Disney and all the rest of them. And the economic warfare, and the list just goes on and on. It is disgusting. And what I want to say before I go to your calls is, serving the New World Order should not be a circular firing squad. It should not be a suicide pact. You know, Governor Newsom gave a CBS News interview a few days ago. He even got ridiculed by the reporter. Maybe it was NBC. I never got to the clip, but I saw the clip. Like, since I mentioned, I get the Newsom clip from 2 days ago. Newsom says that the Second Amendment is not a suicide pact. While he's got, in the report, 5 armed guards behind him, and then the camera pans out, and there's like 6 or 7 more. So he's got armed men all around him. He's got armed men in his house with armored vehicles. And, I mean, I think in this day and age, a governor does need that. But the point is, little old us at my house, I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a 4-wheel drive. And, you know, if you come to my house as some criminal or some Antifa group, that's what Twitter said I was finally banned for. Twitter had gone to Tucker Carlson's house. Antifa was threatening to come to my house. Antifa went to Owen's house and put notes on his door, okay? Owen talked about it. And I just said, listen, you need to get your battle rifles ready. And you need to get your shotguns ready and have them in a secure place, because Antifa is saying they're going to come to our houses at night and kill us. And they said, oh, my God, you can't say that. Alex Jones is banned. That's what I was banned for, not Sandy Hook. I barely even talked about that. That wasn't an issue then. A PR firm run by the Democrats blew all that up, made it a huge deal, put it in the news, said I was saying things I didn't say or out of context as an excuse to then finally take me off the air or take me off many places. But the reason I'm going over this history is there are many ways for these people to attack you. And the people that run our country have cut our energy off. They are destroying our culture. They're creating racial division. I mean, I got several clips of this at universities. And mainstream news with a straight face. Remember you heard by BuzzFeed like 5 years ago that milk is racist because it's white? Anything giving support to the color white? Hey, little newsflash. White isn't a color. It's devoid of color. White reflects all light. Black absorbs light. So black is absorption of color, and white is reflection of all color. That's why the sun looks white up at high noon. As it sets into the dust cloud on the horizon, it turns orange and then red as you're looking through all that dust on the elliptical, not straight up at it. But the point is, as I digress, government-funded study asks if white paint prompted worldwide wicked whiteness. And it goes on to say that we don't want white picket fences or white buildings because they're soothing and nice. They're racist. A study on whiteness in paint, dubbed Norwhite, observes the Norwegian developed paint pigment titanium white through historical, aesthetic, and critical lens, determine how the development of the color contributed to social transformation as well as the innovation led to planetary consequences. White paint is racist. White paint is evil. White paint is bad. Of course, why would people in Norway be attracted to white? Because when you live in a country with almost no sunlight many parts of the year, they have studies that in Norway and Sweden, they have rooms, and they now broadcast fake sunlight and have paint that reflects it. In the offices, they found it made suicide go way down. They had the highest suicide rates in Northern Europe, I mean, in the world, because they weren't getting any sunshine, and the eyes pick it up, the optic nerve. You get upset if you're not getting sunshine, because humans are not nocturnal. Humans are up and operative during the day, and we're Northern Europeans and Northerners have blue eyes and have better night vision because they're meant to absorb more light, and they live in more darkness. That's why my eyesight, after I'm outside for 20 minutes, it's like super dark. I can see like night vision. And that's because I have Northern European genetics in my eyes. And then as you go forward towards the equator, there's less of that because you don't want more light gathering. But I digress into science. Now white fences are bad, and then I've got this clip. I'm going to go to your calls and come back. Michigan school board member doubles down on whiteness is evil and says, no, it's true. Whites are inherently bad, and the left claps. These people are trying to destroy us. I don't mean the black people that bought into this crap. I mean the globalists. This is preposterous, ladies and gentlemen. But it doesn't mean if a big group of racist black people are coming after you, you don't have a right to defend yourself. Whether the KKK is coming to some black person's house to lynch him or a bunch of blacks are trying to beat up and kill a white person, defend yourself with lethal force, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're black or white, no matter who's attacking you. We're going to go right to your calls, I promise, on World War III when we come back. Johnny, Eric, Laura, John, Peter, Tim, Electric Eye, Terry, Marvin.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
people are sick and tired of any way but our way. We want the American way back. Anybody wants to adopt it, we're going to support them. 1776 worldwide. These globalists are riding for free, trying to run our lives, trying to hurt our poor people, trying to bankrupt our hard workers, trying to inject our troops with deadly poison, trying to start World War III. Nobody rides for free. We got skin in the game. All right, let's go to your calls. I'm going to shut up now. Everybody knows World War III is already on. What do we do about it? Laura is in Chicago, an Army veteran. She has a history degree. She wants to talk about World War III. Germans repeating World War II, now invading Russian areas. That is what Ukraine is, especially the eastern area. Go ahead. Thanks for calling, Laura.
Oh, hi, Alex. I'm so upset about this. You know, I was in the Army from 88 to 95, and I was stationed in East Germany at the time in Darmstadt. And we would have alerts in the middle of the night, and we'd load up our trucks. I was an ammunition specialist, and we'd go to, like, the Fulda Gap. And we'd wait for the Russians in the middle of the night to come across the border on all these alerts we'd have. And, you know, in our training manuals, you know, we're supposed to dig a hole and put our backs against this dirt wall and not look at the blast. But I don't think people understand what this means, because as a history degree, Germany's always been afraid of a two-front war. First, you know, Russia, and then on the other side was France. And I've been to those places. I've been to the Marne. I've been to Verdun and Dachau, all these places in Germany. And I'm terrified because we only get, you know, like as you said, we're completely surrounded by these Russian subs. And we only have 4 minutes, and my kids are in school. And I don't think anyone knows what they're missing. They're like, oh, they're a limited nuclear war. There's no such thing as a limited nuclear thermal war.
And you were in this for many years, so you know how real it is. All the experts agree, the Doomsday Clock International Organization of scientists agree that we're 90 seconds from nuclear war on the clock, the closest it's ever been to Armageddon. What do you make of that?
I believe that's true. And the funny thing is, if you read eschatology, like the Bible, like the end times, all major religions seem to have the same eschatology, like what happens in the end times. But this America's not even mentioned in Revelation. It's not even mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And I'm wondering, is that because either we're evil, we're just too inept to act, or is because we're already taken out by a nuclear weapon?
Well, some say it's not, but you got the passage about Babylon falling in a single hour. We're definitely being set up for a fall. I really appreciate your call. For me, the biggest historical point that's for the Russians is German tanks invading Russian areas and fighting Russians. This hasn't happened since the end of 1945. This is a big deal. Up next, let's go to Johnny in Canada, a veteran. Your view on World War III?
Well, nothing good. You got me loud and clear there, bud, or what?
I do, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's not good. It's like you said. We got German tanks. You know, that's never went wrong before. Just Google the cauldron. Yeah, there's even one of the Russian ships that's off the coast of Bermuda, one of the newest frigates, so I've been told. I got to verify that. But
no, it's true. The Russians have put submarines and missile cruisers, but they don't ever usually – Putin's had them back at port. He's now deployed them around the U.S. and other areas. It's bad.
Yeah, it is very bad. And I just don't understand – like how our leaders can have this hubris to think they can win this. It's like they're trying to creep us into a mission creep, like they did with Iraq.
It's that ladder. It's that ladder of tension and escalation. Exactly. And the Pentagon's like, well, we'll take out most of their ships and subs, so only 20% of their missiles will hit us. 20% is enough to destroy the entire United States. So we go back to Dr. Strangelove, which was a movie based on real stuff. Curtis LeMay and L.L. Lemnitzer, the Joint Chiefs of Staff members, and the chairman, Lemnitzer, actually went to Kennedy and said, we have a survivable plan for nuclear war. And he said, no. They will only get 20, 30 million Americans killed, tops. So they have a survival. They already want to depopulate us. They're already shooting our troops up with deadly shots. They want to trick Russia into a nuclear war. This is their depopulation move. They've got the underground bases, and they believe the crisis that this will bring in will be the cover for their new world order. They want nuclear war. And the average idiot going along with this, driving around with their Ukrainian flag, or they're just idiots. They're idiots.
Yeah, I agree. Like, none of this has ever been tested on wartime settings either. So a lot of it's conjecture in my term. because I used to be an EW, used to be an ink guy, and there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on up here. Like, Trudeau's pretty much sold all our war stocks. Like, you know, he's not sold them, he's given them away, right? We got corporals freaking in charge of battalions in some respect.
You got Chinese troops openly, I remember 2 years ago they said Chinese troops were openly, secretly drilling, and the media said it wasn't true. It turned out there was a giant secret agreement with over 50,000 Chinese troops at any one time training in Canada.
Yeah. One more thing. I got to shout out Jeremy McKenzie. The guy has been totally debanked now from the way I get it. And, yeah.
It's beyond debanking. He got charged with a bunch of stuff he didn't do for just being part of the trucker convoy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a whole whack of stuff going on there.
All right. I appreciate your call, Johnny. Folks, I cannot telegraph to you how serious this escalation is and how dangerous it is. Let's go to John in Texas, a veteran. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Alex, if this is not a giant plot to disarm NATO, to disarm us, to break us up inside with this COVID virus, to be shots and everything, and then what Russia and China, once we're so weak and NATO's weak, they just want to blitzkrieg across Europe and across Asia. Yeah, they'd be bringing right up to our shores.
I totally agree. Everything the globalists are doing is to debilitate the U.S., cut off our energy, deplete our oil reserves, poison our military, purge our military, and then put Russia and China in a winning position. I agree that 3D chess next level, that's what the globalists want.
I mean, Biden and the New World Order gang would run up the white flag faster than you could say surrender, and they wouldn't be in nuclear war. They'd have the world government, but just they'd be an ally with China and Russia to control everything.
And now you're thinking next level. Definitely, I think they want the U.S. and Russia to destroy ourselves, and then China comes out on top. That's really the Henry Kissinger plan.
But the only one that's getting hurt right now is us and NATO, because Russia's burning up.
Russia's making record money off oil. All Russia's losing troops. You said it exactly. And again, the war game think tanks know all this, brother. So yes, you're right.
I mean, they're sending all that stuff there, and Zelensky's not selling it off. They're destroying it before it even gets it to the troops. So,
well, exactly. And where are we giving our strategic oil reserve to Americans? No, China.
So you need to be worried, but we need to be worried about the new world order coming, because...
I agree. This is much more sophisticated than what you're seeing. Great call. Thank you so much, Sean. Good to hear from you. John's been calling for 20 years. I recognize his voice. Love you, John. Hadn't heard from you in years. Good to hear your voice, brother. Love you. Electric Eye, Terry, Marvin, Hopper, Tim, everybody. And speaking of Electric Eye, let's come in with Electric Eye. Be right back.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
I'm up here in space. I'm looking down on you. Everything you do, you think you got private lives. Think nothing of the kind. There is no true escape. I'm watching all the time. I'm elemental. My sight is clean. I am perpetual. I keep the country free. If you're a TV viewer, we're going to roll that tape again. That's an Abrams N1 A1 frontline battle tech launched in the age of Ronald Reagan, still the top battle tech in the world, firing a DU Sabo round that will shoot straight through any tank on Earth. And it is uranium, pound after pound after pound after pound of uranium-tipped explosive. And it is a crime against humanity to use those weapons. They were developed to stop the 5-to-1 Russian superiority during the Cold War. They invaded Germany, or West Germany. And now they finally get their Cold War battle plans out and roll the Abrams in with the DU weapons. And they've got all the different armored vehicles firing the DU weapons as well. They're not the big Sabos, but a DU 50 cal round shot within a few thousand yards will penetrate most armor. Shot closer, it'll go through anything. And so Russia is now responding to this, saying any use of DU will be considered the use of a radiological weapon and will be seen as a nuclear attack, and nuclear weapons will be used, the Russian government is now reporting. Moscow considered deliveries of Western-made munitions, which contain uranium, to Kyiv as equivalent to the use of dirty nuclear bombs, says head of the Russian delegation of the negotiations of the Ministry of Security and Arms Control in Vienna. We looked it up. It's true. World War II 2.0. Germany declares war on Russia as U.S. pledges to send heavy battle tanks. Again, we got to reprint that. That's a typo. It's heavy battle tanks. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing calls last segment. Let's go back to more. Electric Eye from Connecticut, veteran, retired police officer. What's your take on this?
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. My take is this. We couldn't be in a more serious situation right now. The entire world is facing annihilation by the shipment of these tanks and all the other foolishness the Biden administration is doing with Zelensky over there. So we're at the point, I want peaceful solutions to this, but if these tanks get shipped, that could be the tipping point. So that shipment of tanks needs to be stopped. Biden needs to be stopped.
I agree. Millions of peaceful Americans, left, right, center, old, young, Christian, gay, straight, should be out protesting this damn war. Where's the old liberals that were against war? I mean, even wars that were nothing compared to this, they were against them. Now they love it.
Yeah. You know, I've been talking to a bunch of them lately, and they're aware now that there's a massive problem, but they're still who they are. They haven't researched the history, so...
Well, that's the biggest problem. In fact, I never got to this days ago. It's got tens of millions of views on Twitter, and I'm going to cover this now. I'm going to let you finish. But, guys, pull up the Vice magazine and HBO video of the Radio El Chapo's son, and then one of the reporters or somebody stuck a 7.56-2 AK-47 round through a hole and said that was a bullet. And it was the whole casing, the whole bullet. And I spent hours last few days reading. The liberals are all arguing, saying, no, that is a real bullet. No, it's the whole casing. Rifles don't fire the whole casing and the powder and the cap with the bullet. And they don't even know that. And Vice is so disconnected, they did fake photo shoots with a full bullet stuck through metal. In fact, I'll pull it up right here, overhead shot. I'm going to go back to you, sir. I'm not cutting you short. Look at this. So here's Vice inside El Chapo's son's house after a deadly gunfight. Then they put this photo and video out saying, look, the bullet stuck out of the wall. No, it didn't. It's a full casing. And maybe that's a 5.56. I guess it's 5.56. The point is that it's sticking through the hole. It's an entire casing. It's an entire, not the round for liberals who've never been out of their apartment building and never driven a tractor, never hunted deer, never been in a fist fight. You guys are like space aliens or something. Let me explain something to you. That's a full casing. That's a full cartridge. That is not a bullet. The bullet is the frickin' projectile, you stupid bastards. But that's how disconnected. You got a bunch of leftists that have literally never even played football, never been in a fist fight, never shot guns, never lived in the real world. Of course the whole military is against war. Of course all the police are against it. Because he's actually lived. These people have not done anything, and they're cheerleading. Sean Penn, I got the clip. Guys, pull it up. Sean Penn a month ago said nuclear war is survivable and we shouldn't take striking Russia first with nuclear weapons. Hey, Sean, do you know what that means? The end of the... I am so sick of these warmongering pedophiles. I'm sorry. Electric Guy, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to cool down. You just go ahead and make your statement.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better right there. The liberals, they're not in the Bible. They have eyes that cannot see. And we're in the Bible. And this is where this situation goes to all you idiots in the world who are on the side of this. Your ass is going to be dust, too, if this isn't stopped, right? So many of us see we need a Nuremberg, too, like last week, right? And I want peace here. I want this to end peacefully. But as a retired cop, too, when you're faced with deadly force, I'm going home at night, all right? And I want to wake up in the morning, too. So I don't know how to solve this. But when Hitler's generals, and I'm not calling for any Biden violence against dumbass Biden, but they had a Nuremberg, too, and they had Valkyrie. Remember that isn't that what Tom Cruise was in there?
Ernest Rommel was actually right. Led that. Yeah, the Germans, a year and a half before, tried to stop Hitler.
Right, and that's what needs to happen. No, I'm not saying do violence, but if you don't stop Biden and the whole effing White House, And if you don't stop these woke generals, we're all gone.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem, Electric Eye. The U.S. has thousands of Abrams in Germany. We just showed video for TV viewers. They're already shipping the Abrams. And, of course, it's always 31st and 100 next and 1,000 next. They're already shipping the tanks in right now.
Yeah, man. Is Davos still happening right now?
It's over.
It's over. All right, so there goes that. So,
but you're getting it. You're not calling for violence, either am I. But these globalists, and most of them have never been in the military, ever been in a fight, they don't think about consequences because they've gotten away with so much, but they can't get away with a nuclear war. They have to understand that they have no fear is their problem.
No fear, no sense, and they don't care. They still go to work or whatever they do during the day. They go home and they go knit blankets or whatever stuff they do. They're not in the books like we are. They don't know history, and it's repeating, and we're at the end of it. So
I agree. I have a real sense of almost resignation at this point because, I mean, this is – I cannot believe how bad it is, Electric Eye. I mean, I'm a smart guy. You're a smart guy. I mean, I look at this, and it's surreal that our, quote, rulers would do something this dangerous.
They're all in the Bible. All of these people are in the Bible. Every single character.
You said it. Repeat that. In fact, guys, pull it up. Where is it in the Bible where they say that they'll be given great delusion and have eyes but can't see? Because you're right.
I've seen that, I think, a couple times. You know what's crazy? I called you a year ago. I was in the Lamentations of Jeremiah. And this year, four more pages, I'll be right back there. I kept reading it twice. And I think, I mean, you people want answers or at least see what you're facing. You better get your face in that book. It's called The Living Word of God because you're effing living it right now. And you're in the end of it. And, you know, and anybody that's in with this, again, your house is going to be gone. Your life will be gone. And either Christ comes down here before that happens and divides us and throws them back in hell where they're from and brings us up, or nuclear war happens and then we get divided. There's your two freaking choices right there. All right, and I'd rather have the one without the nuke.
Beautifully said. Love you, Electric Guy. Wow, powerful. Callers are always great. Callers are like great. Watch, the next caller will be horrible. But we're gonna go to your call straight ahead, baby. Woo! I mean, I am so sick of this crap, man. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
Of these psychotics. And you wonder why people start World War I or World War II or all this stuff, because these people love it and they're evil. And they've already got us in a war with Russia, and it's escalating into nuclear war, and Russia's on record. And I don't like to mention something and not play it, even though it's on record. I'm unlike mainstream media, where they go, Alex Jones is a white supremacist, they don't ever show you a clip. Or Alex Jones sent people to parents of dead kids to piss on their graves. Where's the proof? It's not there. And they just do that. When we make a claim, we show it to you. Here's Sean Penn months ago saying we shouldn't be afraid to use nukes first on Russia. I mean, that's just calling for war crimes, calling for psychotic end of the world. That's what the villains in Dr. Strangelove call for, based on what L.L. Imbitzer and Curtis LeMay, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, called for with Kennedy in 61. And he said no, and they killed his ass. These people are crazy. They've got underground bases. They think they're safe. They think they can win this war because there'll be no civilization left. They'll be in charge of everything when they do this. That's why they want it. Mr. President, we must not allow a mine shaft gap, says Dr. Strangelove. In fact, guys, we're going to play this clip of Sean Penn. I remember one time I had dinner with Sean Penn, and I've told this story a couple times, for 3 hours. And he was so stupid, beyond retarded, beyond autistic. I don't mean being mean to autistic people. He literally is a moron that reads off scripts. And so who's giving him the script to call for nuclear war? We got a bunch of Democrat, Republican senators calling for first strikes on Russia. I played those clips too. And Hollywood scum, like Sean Penn. You know, in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, they go, he's a great actor. He comes off as a dumb stoner. He's dumb. He's a moron. He's literally a NPC. He's not a real person. He's a hologram, spiritually. Here he is.
Aliens we saw and talked to, whether they were in uniform, out of uniform, school teachers, even children. This extraordinary courage that's come up, and it was in his eyes, and it is clear to me that the Ukrainians will win this. The question is, at what cost? Did they have, in those early hours, I know that Trump gave them javelins. I know that they had some defenses. But if you go back to the Budapest Agreement, they were at the time the third largest nuclear power in the world. Mm-hmm. And they made an agreement that they'd give those weapons to Russia to be destroyed in exchange for protection from Russia, Great Britain, and the U.S. Lesson to be learned here, don't give up your nuclear weapons if you have them, because you can't believe people like Vladimir Putin.
Well, even countries that have nuclear weapons can remain intimidated to use them, and we're seeing that now with our own country. And I fear what that legacy is going to be. No one wants to see a nuclear conflict.
I don't want to see one. Nobody
at the same time, if only one bully is going to be able to use those weapons as a threat, we got to rethink what we're doing.
See, I think the West made a mistake in this build-up.
But the Russians aren't using their nuclear weapons, and now the U.S., run by the globalists, when it's not poisoning our troops with shots or critical race theory or drag queen story time or pedophile time, is doing that. Guys, go to YouTube. It'll be there. Type in Dr. Strangelove Mine Shaft Gap, because the U.S. bombers have been sent by Jack T. Ripper, which is Curtis LeMay. They've successfully dropped a nuke on the Russians. The Russians have launched their Baltonium G dirty bomb nukes that will radiate the Earth for half a billion years. And they go, it's okay. We'll all live in mine shafts now. We already have them built. And then they jump and say, Mr. President, we cannot allow, George C. Scott does, a mine shaft gap. And that's where we are now, the mine shaft gap. All right, I'm taking calls in the order that they are received. Let me see who is up next here. John, there's so many calls here. I can't tell. Who's up next? Marvin in Alabama. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. I feel your pain when it comes to, you know, breaking up your segments on what you want to talk about, because really everything just ties together. And so right now, what we've kind of got ourselves into is a use it or lose it situation, because they've poisoned all the troops and all of the rest of society with the vaccine. So, you know, what are they going to do? Are they just going to wait till everybody dies, or, you know?
Exactly. I said for 3 years, after the poison shots, what's the next big event to cover up what they did? Exactly. So now they need a new diversion for what they did. You are on target.
Yeah, but the problem is, I think they're relying on AI and, like, psych profiles for what they believe Putin will do. And a good movie, while you're looking at movies, to kind of put this in perspective, might be the end of the Bedford incident, where the captain is telling Sidney Poitier, you know, the Russian submarine, the captain's not going to fire one, because if he fires one, I'll fire one. And Dano on the fire control console just hears fire one, and he says, fire one, aye, sir. And that's kind of the end of the movie. You know, he starts the nuclear war. Well,
I haven't seen that. You know, I've read about that movie. What's the name again?
The Bedford Incident. So that's kind of what they're relying on. They're pressuring so much in this psychological operation.
Exactly. You are, oh, my God. They're just hoping somebody jumps.
Yeah, the German tank psychological operation aspect of this just kind of gives it all away. I mean, that's purely psychological operation.
Explain that. Just send the Germans in that killed 22 million Russians and 20 million Germans killed mainly by the Russians. I'm not saying my grandfathers weren't in World War II. I'm not saying we didn't lose, you know, altogether a million. But 90% of World War II was the Germans and the Russians. And exactly. To do that when so many of their grandparents died, that is – talk about what that's meant to do to the Russians.
Yeah, I mean, it's automatic manipulation that, you know, it's going to set them off. And they're right now, you can bet, begging Putin to nuke Berlin or nuke somebody, you know, and they may not want to go full nuclear war. And the AI that's kind of running this and telling Austin and these idiots what to do, you know, when they're punching in all the variables, you know, they're saying, oh, Putin won't go full, you know, full launch. And he may not want to. And if you kind of look at it, really, for everything we've kind of been up in arms about, this whole Ukraine war has been defined by really a bunch of nothing. Like, I mean, if you kind of think about it, like, it's kind of in a permanent...
Well, Marvin, I'm not kissing your ass. I'm going to shut the last 2 minutes of the hour. You say you're a veteran. You said the smartest things I've heard. What did you do in the military? Spend a few minutes on what you think's about to happen.
Well, you know, I have a little bit of a background in analytical type work and stuff like that. And when I got out of the military, oddly enough, with your other story today about the vets having to pay their bonuses back, I had a similar situation, but that's a whole other story. But So when I got out, you know, I went on to do other things in other agencies. You know, nobody knows for sure what's going to happen, including the idiots that are following the programming, so to speak. But they believe in it. And as long as they have faith, you know, they're going to keep following the plan, even if it leads to total destruction.
And by the way, their AI, they admit, said Hillary would win, but the damn AI is not that accurate. They can't just rely on that. They're idiots.
That's the problem. Putin, like every other human on Earth, has free will, and we don't know what's going to happen. And all I can guarantee you is that there's not meant to be a winner. The United States or Russia is not meant to come out of this a winner. There will be no more patriotic United States after whatever happens, and there will be no more Orthodox Christian Russia after whatever happens. That much I can tell you. Everything else is, you know,
pure. So what are the other people, because I can tell you know what you're talking about, other people you worked in agencies, how are they feeling about this?
Well, I don't work there anymore, and thank God. And, you know, if I did, I would quit, which is kind of what happened. You know, you get a moment.
No, I know, but what are your former colleagues' view? Do they concur with you?
Well, you know, I mean, this is stuff that's been building for years, you know. So I had a good buddy, and me and him, I mean, we're talking back in 2010, 11. You know, we could see the writing on the wall, and we were already talking about learning how to, you know, pick herbs to eat out in the forest.
I was about to say, all the guys I know, like you, that ran major, I know people that ran, like, were deputy directors of projects, or directors of projects, they've been like, it's done. They're just like you. They're just like done. They're like,
I was nothing. I've never been that special. I don't claim to be anybody special. I just have eyes and ears, and I did get to see a few things here and there, and it was, you know, painfully obvious. And back in the day, you could write stuff on Facebook, and I used to try to warn family and friends. Now those same family and friends ask me, how did this happen so fast? Like, how did this happen? I'm like, I've been telling you for 15 years.
I was about to say, I'd give it a 50% chance the next 6 months we wake up to Armageddon.
Well, somebody's got to survive because, you know, Jesus comes back and there's got to be somebody here.
No, I agree with you. Marvin, incredible call. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.